Jim, I want to thank you for having the media in for this briefing here as part of the Learning Center's experience taking place in Iowa. You gave us a little bit of an overview of the whole Learning Centers as an ongoing project of Syngenta. Tell me a little bit about the history of that and how that has gone so far.
Okay. Well, 4 years ago, we actually started the Syngenta Learning Center concept as something different from a typical field day. We wanted to create an environment on site for a real farm that growers and customers could come in and experience how all of our genetics, crop protection, seed treatment products, traits could come together in an integrated way on a farm and allow growers to learn and explore, figure out how they can be more profitable on their own farm.
Well, I drove past the site we will be out on as the next step for us tomorrow, and there was a lot of activity looked like going on there this morning as I'm sure they were getting ready. And so, yeah, it did look like it was pretty well plotted out and with signs and that would allow us to know what we're looking at. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know you've done this for 4 years, so you've probably had quite a bit of feedback, I would assume, at this point. What do, whether it's growers or retailers or whoever might be participating, what do they tell you about the experience of going through a learning center?
Well, our customers that have come through so far have been extremely pleased. Unlike any other plot day they've been to, they feel like they're getting a lot more technical information, agronomic-related messages. I think partly because we're incorporating a lot of university speakers to talk about agronomics that reinforce a lot of the things that we're trying to talk about from our perspective as a company and our products. So there's sound agronomic information there. There's a lot of things around corn and soybeans that growers have interest in, from tillage to placement of seed and fertilizer to is also how to manage weeds and disease and insects. So it's an excellent opportunity for growers or retailers to come out and figure out how they can better position these products on their farms, make them more productive. And it's a bigger piece of our research effort within Syngenta. We're spending about $800 million a year on research, or about $2 million a day. So this is a way to bring that technology, our experts, to the field where all the customers can meet and listen to them.
Well, and I'm going to assume that the farm that you would have these on, and as I understand it, they're across a big range of the country at this point, but those are active plots where you're doing trials or some of your own research, right?
That's correct. We're actually taking a lot of the internal research that we're doing and bringing it out to the learning centers. So we have a lot of EUP trials in addition to regular field side-by-side studies that we're conducting. That information is being pulled together and posted and used for marketing material, but also being made available to our customers so they can apply it and use it on their own farm as well. You mentioned a number of sites. We've actually have 12 locations now across the Midwest, from Pennsylvania to Colorado. And so they have expanded each and every year. We probably have over 5,000 customers who will be attending our sites this year alone. And so that's represented close to 20% of all the corn and soybean acres. And most importantly, when the customers leave, they've told us on repeated surveys that over 90% of them feel like they can apply and use that information on their own farm. And that's very important.
Bringing the media in, as we're doing here today, I know from my personal perspective, is just not only a relationship builder to get to put a face with somebody we might have talked with on the phone, but to have that chance to go more in-depth, learn more, which will give us a better perspective when we do a story at whatever point, whether it's right after this event or at some point in the future. So we really appreciate that. From a media perspective, I'm assuming you've probably had media in before. Is this how do you feel about bringing the media in to do this?
Well, I think it's very important. Obviously, you folks touch all the people and all of our customers with a lot of your articles and stories. But I think it's also an opportunity for us to be able to explain what we're doing in a practical way that your customers then can then understand how to apply this as well on their farm. So we want to be very transparent in what we're trying to do from a research standpoint and make that information available for all our customers.
Well, thanking you again for allowing us that opportunity. Looking at this season in particular and what the centers are offering, is there anything that sort of stands out that's different or new this year that that the attendees are seeing and hearing?
Well, I think we have a lot more technology focus this year than what we've had before. And by that, what I'm talking about is that we're in the process at Syngenta of bringing forth a lot of new products, a lot of new traits and technology, some of which include what we talked about today around AgriSure 3000 GT, which is our new quad stack in corn, around glyphosate technology combined with Corn Board Liberty Link and some of our other traits. We're also being in a position where we can showcase our new broad-lep insecticide that's going to be combined with our corn borer material. It's going to offer the most broad-lep material in the marketplace for insect control in corn. We're very excited about that. And the learning centers are the only place in the Midwest that growers can actually see this material in the field. We've got a lot of new soybean products, soybean resistant to aphids that we're looking at right now. So we're very excited to showcase a lot of this new technology.
Well, you know, I know when we get the announcements that there are a lot of varieties not only out but in the pipeline. Sometimes it makes you kind of wish that couldn't we just have one variety that would do it all and just one number to remember. You know? But I know it's not that simple. But so it just is a sign of how technology has increased that there are so many options today.
That's right. One thing about the learning centers that we recognized from the very beginning is that farming's become a lot more complex. And so growers are trying to figure out, you know, how do I make this decision easier? And what we're trying to do at Syngenta and at our learning centers is to be able to bring people through and show them techniques and ways to manage corn and soybeans on their farm, hopefully with our products, but also with some good management strategies to better manage weeds, as well as insects, and optimize yield in corn and soybeans.
Well, I know you mentioned the kind of investment that Syngenta's making in research. Anything you'd like to leave growers with that you'd like them to know about what Syngenta's doing and what we have to look forward to in the future?
Well, I think in the next 4 to 5 years, Syngenta is going to be in a position where we're going to be leading the industry in the development of new traits and technology, both in corn and soybeans. And so over the next 4 to 5 years, we're rapidly going to be bringing a lot of this technology to the marketplace, offering new choices that they have not seen before. And so it really presents an opportunity on the early front side for growers to understand what's coming, how they can tie that into their farming operation, and make themselves more efficient and more profitable more than anything.
Great. Well, thank you again for having us out. Look forward to getting out in the field and appreciate having some cooler temperatures up here in North Iowa than we've been experiencing down in Missouri. So from Iowa at the Syngenta Learning Centers, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.